Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Hey everybody, it's The Voice, and we are here at Drunken Lullaby Studios. Joining me, it's a skeleton crew this week, but there is a reason for that. Joining me, sitting across from me, it's 11 o'clock at night, it's Friday, it's 4th of July weekend, we're burning the midnight oil, I guess.
Ooh, This is late.
This is probably the latest record we've ever done.
I woke up off the recliner to come here.
Well, I've been waiting.
I'm an old dad.
I've been waiting patiently for you to get here so we can drink.
I had to wait for my wife to get home from doing some late night hair for a friend.
Late night hair. It's a thing.
Late night hair, man. All pubic.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's rough. It's a rough gig.
All right, well, that's Beermansky. We know him. We love him. We regret knowing him sometimes, but
everyone does,
right? Well, it's a very special episode. But first, before we get into that, we gotta talk about the drinking game. All our regular listeners know about it, but we may have some new folks listening to this episode for a very important reason. But the drinking game rules apply as follows: anytime somebody swears, take a drink. Anytime somebody makes a pop culture reference or does an impression, that's a drink. Anytime somebody has an audible expulsion of gas, which now includes burps, farts, sharts, and sneezes, and vomits, if that ever happens.
Ooh. I hope not.
You take a drink. And also, anytime the word of the day is said, you take a drink. And the word of the day for this week is Starflyer. Kind of an odd word for a word of the day, but the reason is our band of the week. I usually get into this later, but our band of the week is Starflyer 59. They're a band I've been listening to since I was about 16 years old back in 1997. Been around since 93, 94, but still making music. Just put out a new album last month. And we were lucky enough to have Jason do an interview with me earlier in the week. And we're going to play that for you, as well as some songs from Starflyer 59 later in the show. But first, we got to do everybody's favorite new segment. It's time to play Spin the Bottle.
Beer makes us fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. Slam it, girl. Slam it, girl. Slam it, girl. The marching band at Pound that beer, pound that beer. Don't drunk dial, no. Pound that beer, pound that beer, pound that beer. Don't drunk dial, no. Pound that beer. Wobble on
back to the bar. Okay, well, this week it's just Blake and I, and as you know, we're the only ones that ever have to chug anyway, right?
It's a twist of fate.
Yeah.
Whether for a good twist of fate or negative, that's in the eye of the beer holder.
So
the
what
beer holder.
I just said to hell with it, and we're not even going to spin. We're just going to both chug. So, and I picked a very interesting beer for us to chug. This is
very light looking.
Yeah,
I
figured it's
lighter than Bud Light.
It's only 3%.
Oh.
So if we're going to chug and it's 11 o'clock at night, this is probably
a good one to start with.
But this is Goose Island. This is the Calm Radler. And the Calm is an acronym. It stands for Cucumber and Lime Mint Radler.
Ooh, that has a smell to it.
It has a little ticklish, right? Yeah.
I should have named it a Clam Radler. Radler.
Yeah, well,
cucumber, lime, and mint.
Yeah.
I prefer it be called clam. I'm going to call this a clam radler.
Well, originally, Brianna picked this up. Freckles, she grabbed some. She thought it would be good, and she opened it.
And she was wrong.
She poured one for each of us, and she took one sip, and she's like, "No, I can't do this, babe." So I had two full.
Oh, wonderful!
Two full pints of this, and I was like, "Well, I got to take one down right off the bat." So I pounded one, and then I proceeded to drink the second one a little slower. But I know it can be done because I've done it. I did it last week, so.
Well, here's to Brianna.
You're gonna
this clam.
You'll hear Blake's voice before you hear mine. So here we go.
I can see why we chugged it.
Yeah, right.
That. Oh, bad.
It's weird, right?
It was like limey, and then tasted like I drank a lime beer after brushing my teeth. Oh, God.
With pickles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. Why? Thanks, Goose Island. You kind of screwed up on this one, tastes, I think.
My mouth tastes so bad.
Some of the untapped reviews are pretty funny. I believe Brianna put never again for hers.
I
obviously couldn't go with that since I drank two of them. But
again, you could have gone with maybe.
I was
again.
Just like, it pickles. It tastes of pickles, and I'm not sure that's a good thing. I don't know if I like this, but I'm drinking it. So,
get that taste out. Of our mouths.
We're gonna stick in Chicago, but we're gonna go with something I know is better. I can smell it already, and this is gonna wash that pickle right out of your mouth. And that wasn't a euphemism.
Sure.
This is the brand new Session IPA from Pipeworks. It was canned like 6 or 7 days ago, I think. It's super, super fresh. We just got this at Benny's in Bloomington, where our good buddy, the kid, Anthony the Kid, works. This is Little Citra from Pipeworks in Chicago.
No, say it right.
4.9%.
Not little.
Lil. Little Citra.
There you go.
And it's got a kitty cat who is swinging a wrench at some hops and
That's one bad kitty cat.
Yep.
I wouldn't mess with that kitty cat.
No, sir. But it's a tall boy can. You know, 4.9% is decent for a session IPA. It smells very, very nice. It's danky.
It tastes good. It's just really light-bodied.
Mm-hmm. But after that pickle beer,
I mean, it's definitely
it's a welcome change.
It's a good beer. I don't know. Session IPAs.
Yeah, you were kind of talking about them earlier.
Honestly,
today.
I think the best session IPA is the Founders All Day IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's still for someone who likes hops. See, for someone who doesn't, something like this might be preferable, as it's not slappy in the face. But I like the all day because, like, you smell it. It smells real hoppy, and you taste it. It actually still tastes very hoppy. Mm-hmm. And I was reading recently that I think it accounts for like 50% or more of their beer sales.
Really,
it grew like insanely fast, like just all day IPA.
Yeah,
it's insane how much of their. I'm like 99% sure that article I was reading said it was over 50% of their sales.
It doesn't surprise me because they were promoting it pretty hardcore. I've got a couple glasses up in the cupboard for the all-day IPA.
Yeah, and
it's got like the canoes on it.
Yeah, and you see a lot of the, like those 12 packs, I mean, you see them all over.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, I mean, there's nothing against the session IPAs and they're good, and sometimes you can't get rocked on regular IPAs. It's just, I always just find myself like, you know, like, you're almost there, and then you got blue balls.
So Dwayne Johnson's a big fan of Founders All Day IPA? Is that what I'm supposed to gather from that?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah.
What am I missing here?
No, you said get rocked.
Oh, get rocked. Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, he's not keeping up with me, folks.
I'm sorry.
It's late.
I'm barely awake. I don't even know how I got here, to be honest. I was sober. I don't know how I got
here.
That's
not comforting.
Mm-mm.
Are you going to be sleeping on the futon upstairs like Flannel Mouth Tyler did after our first two episodes?
That's a possibility. There's a good possibility of that. I'm so lame now. that I have a
kid,
a baby. Yeah, it just I put him to bed, and I like went down on the recliner at like 8:30, and was like trying to watch Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah,
and like couldn't stay awake. Yeah, see?
I was watching
Trailer. You got it on the TV.
It's on pause on Netflix right now.
Yeah, and I was just like, I can't stay awake. And I, like, paused the episode and was, like, in and out of consciousness. And then I was, like, had finally fallen into a decent sleep.
Yeah.
And then I hear my dogs just going ape shit barking because Ashley had come home. And mm-hmm. my stupid, awful dogs have to go nuts whenever they hear something.
Right. Well, I mean, give it time. Eventually, you'll be doing what I was doing before you came over, which was hanging out watching Rick and Morty with my teenage kid and laughing at that ridiculous. You ever seen that show?
I've watched.
It's like Back to the Future.
Yeah, I watched
on drugs and
a couple
alcohol
episodes. Yeah, my buddy was real into it. The episodes I watched, I liked. I didn't think it was like anything amazing, but I need to watch some more.
Yeah, they just put season 2 up on Hulu, so we were pretty stoked about that because we blew through season 1 super, super fast. So, well, we were talking about getting older and having kids and being kind of lame, and what it's kind of funny because during the interview with Jason, we actually kind of touched on that a little bit.
You guys had a kid?
No.
Oh, okay. I was thinking maybe you guys.
No, we don't have
a
kid
together. On air, you had like a baby was born.
No.
I guess I took that the wrong
way. I mean, there was good chemistry, but there was
no baby
nothing
born?
Beyond, yeah, just a good conversation.
Okay.
So, I think we will now cut to the first part of our interview with Jason Martin, a.k.a. Starflyer 59. It's a band, but he's the constant.
The porn version of the band is Starflyer 69.
Right.
The porno version.
Right. I'd really love to hear that album.
Just all porn remakes of
shoegaze songs,
take the exact beats, but then write just, like, porno lyrics.
Yeah, I don't know how you can do Bounce Chicka Wow Wow into like a shoegaze alt rock song, but
I'll make it happen.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it already has happened.
Right.
They're doing it.
Right. All right. Well, here we go. We'll be back after a little bit of my conversation with Jason Martin. Hey, everybody. It's Dustin, the voice from Drunken Lullabies, and we have a very special guest joining us via telephone. Gotta love technology these days. We've got a very, very favorite musician of mine. I've been listening to this man's music since I was like 16. He's been doing this for a couple decades and change, and we are more than happy to have Jason from Starflyer 59 on Drunken Lullabies today. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Hey.
All right. And you've put out, what, 14 albums since 93? Is that about right?
Yeah, that's what I just found out about.
Oh, you've lost track?
I lost track. This is LP 14.
Well, you know, that's, I guess, not surprising because, you know, some musicians, they do the album and then they just kind of move forward and, you know, they're working on the next one and, you know, you got that
totally
tunnel vision. So I know this new album, it's called Slow. It was released June 17th. You're back on Tooth and Nail Records after a brief one album DIY hiatus. Are you happy to be back on the label? Was doing it on your own a little more than what you wanted to deal with?
Yeah, I'm happy to be on the label. You know, it's a lot of work making them, and then you know, after that, trying to sell them and, you know, getting them printed up and having stuff. Yeah, I'm happy to be back,
yeah,
back on the label.
You'll just stick
it's
with
great
being a musician, not a label mogul. Leave that to
Man, I don't. You know, not that we sell a lot anyways, but...
Hey, now.
Yeah. It's not my thing.
It's not, you know, it's about the people that do buy it and appreciate it these days, unfortunately.
That's true.
Yeah, so the days of huge units being shifted are long over, but that's why...
Well, we never had those days anyway, but it's all right.
Well, that's why we do these shows. We spotlight indie bands, you know, long-standing indie bands or even up-and-coming ones that we think our listeners would dig and,
cool,
yeah, hopefully turn people on to new music. And like I said, I've been a fan of your music going all the way back to, you know, junior high and high school.
Oh man.
Yeah, I know. I'm making you feel even older right now, I'm sure.
No, that's okay. So what album did you start with?
I started with Americana.
Okay.
I jumped in on album 3. I did go back and pick up Silver and Gold as well, because I, being the music nerd that I am, I'm a completist, which is to my financial detriment, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I ran a record store for many, many years, so I have a lot of music in my house, and my girlfriend.
So let me guess how old you are then. You're about 36 then?
Yeah. I turned 35 in a few months, so.
Oh, okay.
Spot on. Yep.
Close.
Yep. So, yeah, we're going to play a couple songs later from the new album, but
cool.
I've been playing it nonstop since it came out. When I knew a new album was approaching, I got really excited, and Tooth & Nail was putting out the teaser singles, you know, to get interest going, and it'd been a few years since I Am a CEO came out. So, oh, and by the way, I was super bummed it was digital only at first. Like I said, I'm a record store guy, so I wanted that hard copy, but you know what? You got my money for the digital files. I just burned a copy.
Oh, man, we had LPs for that thing, man.
I know, I never picked one up, and I'm still kind of pissed about it, so.
Oh, man.
I'll have to track one down in the secondary market, apparently, because that's like the only one I'm missing. So I've really been enjoying the album. It seems like just the theme of the album is you kind of looking back on the entire span of the band, which,
yeah,
like I said, band is much like Robert Pollard is guided by voices. You are Starflyer 59. You've had a rotating band throughout the years. But you are the constant and the you know, the principal songwriter and producer and all that. So, yeah, just kind of how did the songwriting process go for this record?
I don't know.
They just kind of floated.
I just started putting out. I just, you know, like I do every time. I wrote. I don't know. I probably wrote about 6 for it. Had about 6 or 8. It didn't really make it on the last one. Then I just kind of start going through them, and you know, I'm not sure why certain ones make the final cut. They just feel right.
Yeah.
You know, so we had about, I think we recorded 12 songs for this thing, and then
okay,
I just like the way the 8 fit in, like an old school.
Yeah, you it's know, a LP very from the 80s very tight so. Album. Which I mean,
yeah,
most of your records are, you know, they're around like the 10 track mark, like your old school LPs were.
Yeah, I don't like a 15 song album, just because when I was a kid, man, that's why, you know, when I loved, you know, whatever, pick an album, you know, I love The Queen Is Dead from The Smiths. I like it, you know, 10 songs, it's mm-hmm. what I, 5 aside, you get to know them, you get to love them, whatever, and it's just kind of nice that, you know, I would never put out a 15 song, it's just too much, I think, for people to, for me anyways, maybe not people, but I've just never really liked turbo LPs, you know, so.
Yeah, to keep it on 2 sides of vinyl and you're good to go.
That's enough for me, man.
Now, I know you haven't really toured much since probably about 2010.
No.
Do you have any plans to play any shows coming up? I know, you know, this is almost your side gig. You know, you're a working guy, and you do.
It's not almost my side gig. It is.
It is.
It's official. Yeah, totally.
So yeah, I
no, I don't think we played live since 08 or 09. I think it's been, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years, something like that. I'm not
yeah.
sure.
And that's it's awesome that you've still kept the band going despite not, you know, being out there on the road and touring. You know, that's a lot of bands unfortunately have to do that to still stay, you know, in the scene and that. But you built that name
yeah,
over
I mean,
the years.
You know, yeah. I don't make a living from Starflyer. I just like doing it. You know what I mean? If I was trying to, if I was trying to make money from it, I probably wouldn't do it. Not that making a buck or two on the side isn't cool, but that's not really, I just like writing songs, and I like the process of making a record, you know, so I've always tried to keep that going. But yeah, it's not, I'm not supporting my family with it. So
right.
It can be, it's just something, you know, some guys like barbecuing on the weekends or whatever. I like doing this. So same difference.
Cool. Yeah. Cause I think the last time I saw you was at a Cornerstone in Bushnell, which is about 45 minutes from here.
Several
years ago. Yeah. I'm a Cornerstone kid. I spent my summers sweating my ass off in those tents. and just,
yeah, man,
seeing so many great bands over the years. But
how long has that thing been gone now? It's been about 4 years or 5 years. Yeah,
there's a new festival called Audio Feed that's in Champaign that I think was trying to be like a baby Cornerstone, but I don't think it's taken off quite to what that used to be. But I guess we can lead into the first song we're going to play, which would be Wrong Time. And that was the first song I heard off of the new record. Can you tell us a little bit about that track?
Yeah, there was a couple interviews I did about it. I was trying to write one of those songs where it just has two chords all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I get bored, so it's just kind of something I tried to do. I don't know how well it worked, but the verses and the choruses and the, you know, the riffs, everything is revolving around, you know, the same two chords, and hopefully new parts come in and out. So that was just that was kind of the idea musically for what I wanted to do with it. And it's just kind of a simple song. I think it turned out pretty cool.
Yeah. But, yeah. I really enjoy that one. It kind of had, I don't know if you hear it or not, but it almost reminded me a little bit guitar wise of The Cure. It had kind of that.
Yeah.
80s.
I can hear that a lot.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure.
No, I'm not blind. It was, you know, it, to me, it's like a, you know, it's a New Order Cure kind of,
right,
kind of deal, you know, and I'm not trying to hide that or anything like that. You know, I love those bands, and
yeah, I like
listening to that stuff. And
I like when you wear your influences on your sleeve. You know, there's
it's
no.
It's okay, man. I mean, I didn't call it Bizarre Love Triangle, right?
So right. All right. Well, I think it's time for us to play a little Wrong Time. So, on Drunken Lullabies, this is Starflyer 59 with Wrong Time off of Slow. We'll be right back.
All right. And that was part one that we gave you the biggest chunk at the beginning. You know, we hyped it. It's a really cool interview. And then we played one of my favorite songs off the new album, Slow. But there's more coming. So stay tuned.
I love that he didn't know how many albums he had recorded. Just like
the guy's been doing
it
for so long.
I've made so much damn music. Like,
well, and also, you know, we were talking about him touring or not touring, I guess, and just
touring or lack thereof.
Lack thereof. Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of artists, that's how they keep up on it. Is like they keep rehashing and playing all those old songs.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't done that for like the last four or five records he's done. He hasn't even toured or played any shows. So it's like he just releases them and then just starts writing the next batch of songs.
Yeah, just on to the next one.
So, you know, it works for him. He keeps churning out.
Which is kind of cool if you're a fan, because you get like a ton more music that way.
Right.
As opposed to if a band has to go tour for a while, I mean, then, you know, that delays when they can get in the studio, you know, focus on more music, because obviously you're focused on promoting that album, doing it.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's pretty cool, you know, in that sense. I mean, if you want to see them play the music, it's negative there. But
yeah,
as far as getting new material,
I'm kind of bummed I haven't been able to see them live in like 15 years or so.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all right. I understand why. And as long as he keeps making music, I'm okay with
that. Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, let's get into another beer. This one is, I've had it once. And I loved it. I drove all the way to St. Louis to go to a ball game with my buddy, and he had one of these waiting for me. It was pretty fresh. I don't see it.
I don't think they have dates on them.
Maybe they don't date them. But
we're going to disobey. We're not going to drink from the can.
Maybe you weren't.
Well,
I might.
Well, you know.
But if you're into craft beer, you probably know what we're drinking by that little clue.
It's very likely. If you know much at all about craft beer, you've probably heard of this.
Well,
that's not to say you don't know anything if you haven't heard of it. It's just,
right.
It's one of the most popular,
most sought after
IPAs in, you know, there.
And Blake had a porch bomb today with some really, really good stuff. This is out of Waterbury, Vermont. The Alchemist is the name of the brewery. This is Heady Topper. It says drink from the can. I'm going to obey because that's how I drank it the first time. And it's got a nice
so
little
good.
Yeah, Heady Topper is an American double IPA.
It's good. I haven't had that in a while.
Yeah. This beer is not intended to be the biggest or most bitter. It is meant to give you wave after wave of hoppy goodness on your palate. Tremendous amounts of American hops will creep up on you and leave you with a dense hoppy finish in your mouth. So drinkable, it's scary. Sometimes I wish I could crawl right into the can. Freshness and control have always been my main concern when it comes to our beer. We are committed to providing you with an unfiltered and unpasteurized hop experience. Why do I recommend that you drink it from the can? Quite simply to ensure a delightful hop experience. The act of pouring it in a glass smells nice, but it releases the essential hop aromas that we have worked so hard to retain. If you must pour it into a glass, you may find that some of the hop resins have settled to the bottom. Leave them in the can when pouring. This beer is perishable and at its best when it's young, fresh, and hazy. Keep it cold, but not ice cold. Drink this beer immediately. We are always making more.
It is hazy.
Don't be a D-bag. Recycle this can.
It's this is one of the fresher ones. I mean, I can tell just by tasting it that I've had. Because I think I've had this beer twice before. And I mean, it's been good both times because it's stronger, so it holds up. But not as malty. It's like more well balanced. There's still a ton of hops. It's a great beer.
Yeah,
I would love to try Folkelmanger from them.
Yeah, I haven't had that one yet either.
Yeah, I don't even think they've sold it to go for a while. Like I know, I don't think. I mean, I could be wrong, but I know like there's lots of bars around the area and that when they sell it, like they make a point. I mean, you're supposed to do it anyway, I believe, but like of popping the top and like giving it to you. Because
so you have to drink it on site.
Yeah, it's like you have to drink it on site.
Well, it's like Side Project, right? Don't they do that?
Yeah, Side Project, like at the Side Project cellar, like, you know, like their big releases, like the Derivation is like their biggest one. I mean, they're known for their sours, but like some of the real sought afters, like the Derivation, the stouts.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like they will not only will they open the top, they'll like cut the wax if there's wax. They'll open, you know, open the top, and then they'll pour like your first glass, and then and then they give it to you just because they want to be sure, like
because you can recap them as you have said
exactly. You know, and not, I mean, and you would lose some of the car, but technically, I guess I don't know. You know, you could recap it, and I don't know. I would never try to do that kind of shit, but you know, maybe someone would. So,
well, this is a. Super tasty, and what I remember about it the first time I had was my buddy Adam, who I hope to have on a future episode. He's down in St. Louis, so it hasn't worked out yet, but we grew up together and we're buddies in college, and he gave me one and a couple other beers that he acquired in exchange for a Cardinal ticket, and we went to the game, and I proceeded to have 3 hours of amazing hop burps through the entire ball game, and I just got to enjoy the beer over and over and over again. It was so good. So yeah, on the if you're into hop burps, Heady Topper is some of the best ones. Zombie Dust burps, I love those, and I love Heady Topper burps.
I didn't realize that the burps were such a perk of the beer.
Ah, if you're drinking the right beer, it is. Some that they have pickle beer. I bet those burps are not pleasant.
Pass.
Yeah, so that's why
I don't need any more of that clam stuff.
Oh,
yeah, but
this, so what did you have to trade to get these?
This was actually just an extra in a trade. If anyone's interested. For a reason, I sent a guy a 4-pack of 2013 Bourbon County, a 4-pack of 2014 Bourbon County, and a 4-pack of 2014 Bourbon County Barley Wine.
You and had that much sitting around? Smashley didn't get into it?
I still had my reserves sitting around, and you know, I hate to give them up. I am a Bourbon County fanboy, but as far as trading goes, I mean, you can always trade for more if you really need it, and I wanted some fresh... You know, IPAs for the 4th, it's summer for, the, you know, and I wanted some, and that's what this guy was looking for, so I sent him those, and he sent me 3 750 mil growlers of Hill Farmstead double IPAs, which I haven't tried any of theirs, and they're supposed to just be out of this world, and then 3 bombers of Trillium IPAs, which are also supposed to be just like, Trillium's like a big, one of the biggest names in IPAs right now.
Very cool.
So he sent me those, and then, yeah, and then his extras, he sent me a Heady Topper, a Sip of Sunshine, and a the Lawson's that make Sip of Sunshine. They have one that's called like Super Session.
He said, "Oh, okay."
One of those, just kind of his extras. So.
Nice.
So yeah, so I got a lot of hops for the weekend.
That should be good. And are we breaking some of these out tomorrow at your house?
Oh yeah.
Oh, fantastic!
Yes, we are.
Good deal. That's good deal.
That's the plan. They're all in the fridge right now.
We won't be recording. We'll just be enjoying.
No, we'll be enjoying some good shit tomorrow.
I've got a couple cans of something I stuck back when Freckles and I were up in Chicago. I got some Surly Merica.
America?
America?
America? I can't believe I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a big red, white, and blue.
Hell yeah!
Fantastic design on the can, and it's a pilsner. It's basically a craft
it's
Budweiser,
a pilsner, huh?
Yeah.
No, like I get it. They're kind of jabbing. I just realized they're jabbing at Budweiser's ridiculous.
Yes.
Making their beer name America.
So we drank two of them because Surly comes. Those come in, you know, 4-packs of the tall boys, much like Pipeworks. So I was like, we got to save a couple of these for the 4th. So we got two up there in the fridge.
So funny, too, because they're not even owned by...
No.
American. America.
I know. It's kind of ridiculous.
Who would ever put America on their beer? What a just stupid thing. Oh, well.
Yeah. You know what else is stupid and ridiculous? I'll give you a hint.
Let me think about this.
You've been on it, and I'm
acid.
I'm on it very frequently.
Acid.
No, I've never been on acid.
Molly.
Nobody's married to her.
Blake Clayton.
I've never been on Molly.
Blake Clayton's stupid and ridiculous.
Yes.
You've been on him?
No, I said I've never been on Molly.
You've been on. Let's see, IBWIP?
Yes. Yes. So, I thought we'll play a commercial for IBWIP in this episode.
Gotta love that show.
You were on it a few weeks ago. I was unable to sit in on those sessions.
Yeah, there was just a three man. Yeah, which is kind of rare for.
Yeah, right. We're IBWIP. We're doing a couple recordings on Sunday, 2 days from now. So I'm usually on almost every episode, but I had to bow out for work reasons.
Yeah, I feel like it was a lot better when you weren't on it.
Shut the fuck up. All right. Yeah, it was a lot more off the wall and chaotic when you're on, but as
Michael
any
Jackson, right?
As off any, the wall? Yes, off the wall.
Don't stop. Living off the wall. Live life off the wall. I don't know. Living off the wall.
I want to rock with you all night. All right. And
I'll sing the entire song like Blake Clayton does on Couch Pilots when he just like, Jason just lets him go on for like 2 minutes.
You know? Oh, that'd be Captain Philip Rester.
Oh, sorry, Captain Philip Rester. Yes, you're right. Yes. Blake Clayton's not on
the Black Majesty.
The Black Magnate.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a totally different show, but you should listen to Couch Pilots too. But here's IBWIP. One of our brother shows on the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Or sister show, if you know that.
For over 8 years, Blake Clayton, the podcasting god, has brought you the best in roots music, adult comedy, and real talk with his ever-revolving cast of co-hosts in the form of It Burns When I Pee. Join one of the true podcast originators along with intern Heather and the Bottle Cap Kid as they play games, interview interesting characters, and just maybe uncover the meaning of life. New episodes of IBWIP can be found every Friday on the Fakakta Comedy Network. Check us out at fcfnetwork.com and join in on the fun.
And that's IBWIP. You should give it a listen. It's a fun show. I get silly on that one. That one I don't have to keep things running smoothly, I can be the jackass
don't
on
have
that
to keep
show.
Keep me in line.
No, you're usually not around. I just I drink and I know things.
We did like what, Tyrion two Lannister. Episodes together because I think I've only been on the show
on IBWIP.
Technically, I think three times because I think we recorded two episodes.
Yeah, probably
together, and then I recorded one episode with those guys.
All right. Well, this next one we're drinking.
Yeah, you said you hadn't had this one.
I had not, and you mentioned it earlier when you were talking, so you kind of teased that we were going to be having it.
Well, what happened, for anyone listening, is Dustin was like, hey, I got beers, you don't need to bring anything over tonight.
So I was trying to be nice.
He was trying to be nice, I know, I knew that, but I knew I'd gotten all these IPAs today, and he wasn't aware of it, probably, so...
No.
I sent him a picture of all these IPAs and said, I was like, okay, you know, you sure you don't want me to bring anything over? And he's like, I retract my statement.
Yeah, I believe my response was, fuck. I retract my statement, bring whatever you want. So
I figured I'd bring I knew you'd had Hetty, but I mean as a hop head.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah, this not? Is
we don't have a bunch of people tonight, so I figured I'd bring some of the
exactly.
smaller format
we're getting
stuff.
We're getting good pours tonight. We should do this more often.
Yeah, you know, cuz even though they're 16 ounce cuz they're tall boy cans, which I love about a lot of these breweries now is they're making these IPAs with their 16 ounce cans.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you go to split it with somebody, I mean, you still get an 8 ounce pour and it's
8%. This is Sip of Sunshine from Lawson's Finest Liquids. It is a small artisanal brewery located in Warren, Vermont. So again, we're drinking from the Northeast.
Vermont, man, and they got a lot of, you know, Vermont, Massachusetts, all kinds of just out that way. If you're blessed to be living somewhere out there, you got a lot of good IPAs to choose from right now.
This is a lupulin-laden IPA. That's fun to say.
Lupulin? Like sheep's wool?
Seriously, that's like the fifth or sixth time that reference
I don't know
come
how
up.
It comes up.
It's packed with juicy tropical fruit character, bright floral aromas, and delectable layers of hop flavor. Pour mindfully, inhale deeply, and enjoy a tropical vacation in a glass. Always store cold, enjoy fresh, and stay cool.
You know what's
I like the can art too.
Yeah, the can art's sweet. I always like say like I mean it is a fact that I tend to like more of the
heavy
the fruitier, and darker. The fruitier. Oh. But I mean, when it comes to IPAs, it's usually more of the fruitier hops rather than the piney. And to me, the heady is a little more. Was like a little more like piney.
I either go citrusy, which, you know, like citrus, my favorite hop. Mm-hmm. So anything with citrus.
I have a double citrus growler right now from Whole Farmstead.
Yeah, break that open tomorrow. So like the fruity and citrusy, but I also like the dank. Not so much the piney, but I love.
Well, maybe that's what, you know, the heady's more the dank. The heady is not that citrusy to me.
And I'm not a pothead.
And to me, this one's more citrusy. I like the heady more than the sip of sunshine. Not that sip of sunshine is bad. Don't misquote me there.
It's, now, is it a fact that Natasha Bedingfield wrote her song "Pocket Full of Sunshine" about having a lot of these beers on her person?
She actually had them on her physical person, and she did get into some trouble with the law.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why we haven't heard from her since?
That is. She made that song, and then she got into a lot of trouble.
Okay.
Like, you know, because she was smuggling a sip of sunshine around illegally, so, yeah.
Well,
law really, because she wasn't even 21 when she made that song.
Maybe with Brexit, she'll be pardoned or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, the Brexit... You know, let's get into politics here. tell me how you feel about the Brexit and David Cameron's response to, no, I'm just fucking around. I don't know Brexit. We're not going to talk about
that. I work at a bank.
Sorry.
And we had some...
that, listen to Planet Money or something. I don't know.
Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, Dave Ramsey. There's a winner. Save your money. Obvious statement. Now give me lots of money.
You know who I go to for financial advice?
Who's that?
The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Yes, exactly.
If you can dribble this basketball 10 times, he will give you $100.
Fuck you, little kid. Fuck you. That's amazing. I love that.
Those were so good.
Oh, I love it.
And poor Virgil.
He's the best.
Virgil's like...
What's the song?
What?
I can't think of the song.
Have you seen Lonely Virgil?
The Million Dollar Man. Names.
Oh.
No, it's how's it go? It's like a...
Everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
Yeah. Money, money, money. Yeah.
Or is it Wealthy? I can't remember. Yeah, something like that.
Yep, that's it. I just...
That cackle of a laugh. And now he's like a preacher or something.
Bullshit.
No, I'm totally serious. Like he
went all mace on us.
He found God, and I believe he's an ordained minister. His son wrestled for a little while too.
Was he the Billion Dollar Man?
Mm-mm.
Had to get it was like Austin Powers.
No.
Like $1 million.
No. Yeah, no, he
Million Dollar Man, not that much.
He was, his name's Ted DiBiase, too. He's a junior.
That's awesome.
But yeah, they brought, when they brought him in, they also had Dusty Rhodes' kid, Cody, and then Cowboy Bob Orton's kid, Randy Orton, and they had the three of them together, and they were called Legacy. Because they were all second generation.
Yeah.
And that's, we always got to have a little bit of wrestling
talk.
There's
your wrestling banter for anyone that thought they weren't going to get it. They've been hanging on the edge of their seats come on, Dustin, I need that.
Now, have you been enjoying the wrestling figure posts I've been doing?
I love them. I wish I had, all my old, turtles or something from when I was a kid, and I could put them in a...
Yeah, that'd be cool, because I have the pint glasses.
Yeah, so my mom has some of my turtles. I don't know if she has them all, but it's funny.
Yeah, did you have Rocksteady and Bebop and the Terrordrome and all that kind of thing?
I know I had, one of my favorite things was, this vehicle that went and it shot, little pizza discs.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that.
I remember that.
And I forget what other vehicles I had, but I remember there was, this one Leonardo I had that it was, my favorite one because he was, I don't know, had this, badass-looking, metal... looking like Japanese armor, I don't know, just looked like real cool. And I remember my mom busted out my old figurines and I found that one. I remember thinking oh yeah, I used to love this one. That was my go-to. And now kids just get on an iPad and play Minecraft not Minecraft.
They don't even do that. They
what's it called? Is it called Minecraft?
Minecraft.
Is
they that, watch the other people
block?
Play video games.
That's the block. Yeah.
That's what Jackson does.
No joke, no. My fucking nephew, it's off. He's 16 and he's up... And, I'm trying to, sit at lunch with him, and he's just watching, people play Call of Duty or whatever game he's into on his phone. And I'm, just watching.
That's what...
Not only, you're not even playing the
Jackson
video games,
seven.
You're watching someone else play.
This is what he likes doing, is watching these YouTube personalities play video games.
I'm
and
never
I'm like,
getting my child any kind of media.
Yeah. All right, well, on that note, I think we'll cut into our second part of my interview with Jason Martin from Starflyer 59. And of course, we're going to play another song after that too. We got to have more music. All right, so we'll be back after a little more from Jason of Starflyer 59.
Okay, and I guess we might as well get into more music talk. How important is sequencing to you on an album?
Oh, it's really important because it kind of sets up how you, you know, how you want what you did to be heard. Mm-hmm. I kind of had a hard time with this one. I wasn't really sure. I just knew I wanted slow on it first. So actually, the sequence that is on the album was made by Trey, our drummer.
Okay.
He threw me that one. I was kind of getting a little confused. Like, I don't know if these two songs should touch. And, you know, I wanted it to kind of, just kind of wanted it to spread out and get a little bit of everything without, you know, doing the same thing, two songs in a row type deal. And, I mean, there's only eight, but it does get a little tricky when you start, you know, seeing what chord, you know, what chords they're written in and they're going to smack in the same and this and that. So, yeah, that wasn't my sequence, but I think it turned out pretty well.
Yeah, I think it flows really, really well. And on Slow, you mentioned that's the opener and kind of sets the tone for the whole record. And yeah, it's got the lyric, you know, my kids, they grow up so fast, I want it slow. I can relate to that. I've got a 14-year-old daughter who just graduated eighth grade.
Yeah.
So I hear you, man.
Yeah, man, I hear me too, man. You can get real nostalgic real quick, man. You blink and somebody's aged 10 years, you know, it's pretty odd.
Yeah. Well, I didn't pick that song to play next because we're kind of a lighthearted show and I didn't want anybody drinking in their beer and weeping openly. So, I figured instead we would play Runaround. Can you tell
us? Runaround.
Yeah. That's a little bit more our speed, I think. Can you tell us a little bit about that track?
Yeah, that one was a song. I just thought it sounded, I don't know if it really does or not, it just kind of reminded me of something we would have done 20 years ago, you know, with the fuzzy guitars and all that kind of stuff. And so I, you know, of the 12 songs we recorded, I don't know what happened. I just, maybe there were better ones we could have put in that slot. I just thought it just kind of, it made me nostalgic about what we used to do or what I thought I was doing when I was, you know, a 20-year-old kid. So just kind of liked it. It's, you know, it's like 2 minutes in and out, you know, kind of, that was kind of my initial idea for Starflyer before I don't know how many tangents I've been on, but that was what it was supposed to be. It was a lot of stuff like that. I don't know how we would have done 14 albums of that, but, yeah, just kind of like the tune, you know, I don't think it's like a lead off track by any means, but I guess, where's it at on that thing? Number six or seven?
I think
or,
it's seven.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you made it to that point, you might as well give an extra couple minutes and spin that one, you know, so.
All right, well, let's enjoy a couple quick minutes of In and Out with Starflyer 59 here on Drunken Lullabies. This is Runaround.
Like you choose.
was Run Around with Starflyer 59 off of Slow.
That did not sound anything like Blues Traveling to me, but the hook really brought me back, so.
That's not a cover song.
Yeah, I knew that.
Totally different song.
Shit. Shit.
Jason does not say anything about suck it in, suck it in, if you're Rin-Tin-Tin or Anne Boleyn. Anne Boleyn, a different band on the same label, Tooth and Nail.
Mm-hmm.
They used to...
Yep, I've heard of them.
And stay tuned. We may be playing some more Tooth and Nail alums next week.
Uh-oh.
Sneak preview. If you're in the know...
There's a tease.
If you're a new listener and you dig Tooth and Nail music, stay tuned next week. We got a doozy for you.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to say anymore.
I love a good doozy.
I could, but I'm not going to. But I do want to take some time to do a sponsor spotlight. Sponsor spotlight.
Sponsor spotlight.
Sponsor spotlight.
And we are sponsored by Distill Brewery in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. That fantastic brewery who has supported this show from the almost very beginning. They jumped on pretty early.
Which is pretty sweet, yeah. I mean, a lot of breweries would have stuck.
And as we like have grown, they have grown.
That's right.
Like,
coincidence?
Since...
I think not.
Yes.
Once
we united like a Voltron...
It was this symbiotic relationship, and we just formed a Super Saiyan.
Our show got better. We gained more listeners. We made it onto iTunes New and Noteworthy. They expand. They keep getting more and more states distribution. They just broke ground on like a huge multi-million dollar brewing facility.
$14 million.
It's going to be awesome. It opens next year. I can't wait to record some episodes there. I know that. I talked.
I shit my pants. Sorry for smelling.
Oh, that's an inaudible fart. That does not count as a drink.
That was an SVD. Yeah, you don't have to drink, but dear God, thank you. Thank the lucky stars you're not here.
I was talking to Alex M. from Distill, and he was like, hey, we could go record an episode where the brewery's going to be, like where we broke ground. We could just sit. I'm like, we're just going to sit in a field. I'm like, do you have electricity out there yet? He's like, oh. Yeah, you might need that.
Do you have beer taps out there?
So we aren't going to drink there yet. We'll just stick with the restaurants and the production facility. But for our sponsor beer this week, there's some good stuff coming out. But we're gonna take it back, and we're going to go with one of our favorites from Distill. This is the Vertex IPA. We figured it would fit in nicely with our lineup for the night.
Yeah, we figured...
So, it's been a while since we've drank it.
We drank a lot of good IPAs tonight on the show that if you're in Central Illinois, you don't have access to right now.
Right.
Well, depending... That Citra from Pipeworks, if you're near Bloomington...
Yeah, if you're in Blono...
But the Heady and the Lawsons, you know, you can't get around here.
No.
So if you're not somebody that trades or wants to do that, check out the Vertex IPA. There's a good local option, you know.
And if you're not local...
Or the Hopper.
You can probably find it, yes.
If you want something stronger.
Yes.
Like a double IPA.
If you want something more bitter, more mouth-puckering, and higher IBUs, but also a higher ABV, go for the Hopperation Overload. I like it, but I prefer Vertex.
Yeah.
I've got Vertex IPA hand soap upstairs.
Damn.
In my bathroom.
Damn, bro.
I'm a company man. What can I
Damn,
say?
Bro.
You're drinking out of the distilled glass tonight, though. I'm drinking out of Big Mac, the McDonald Land Constable.
I did the ESPN.
Yeah, I noticed that. What was the correlation?
I'll tell you what. Because you said I'm a company man. And,
yeah.
So I used to listen to the Fantasy Focus podcast that ESPN does. Great podcast if you're ever for fantasy football. It's very interesting. Well, Matthew Berry, I believe it is, and
mm-hmm.
then what's the other guy? The other guy quit doing it.
And then you got Stefania Bell.
How do you know about that?
No, I didn't listen to the podcast. I would watch...
Stefania Bell does it.
I would watch Sunday afternoons, the pre-show.
Stefania Bell comes on a lot.
She would do the injury reports.
It's Nate Ravitz, the weasel, because I think of who the other guy was.
Yeah.
I think of the intro song. It's hilarious from the old shows. Because they would go, Nate Ravitz, the weasel.
Now, they would talk about who to start, who to bench, and all that kind of stuff.
But when they were on together, it was amazing. But whenever they would say something, you know, they'd be like, you know, and watch Monday Night Football on ESPN. And then they'd always say, I'm a company man. And then they'd always play the little doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo. That's what they do whenever they said, I'm a company man. So we need some kind of non-ESPN sound for when we say I'm a company man.
I got rid of DirecTV in my cable, so I can't watch it anymore.
Same here.
But I used to watch it. I think it was called, like, Fantasy Football Now or something, something like that. But it was always on ESPN News before the 12 o'clock games started. Yep. So you could get your last-minute injury reports before you set your lineups.
Yeah, Stephanie Bell would always do that.
Yep. So that's, hey, there's sports talk. We got a little of that in,
too. We do it all.
We do, man. We're
come here for all your fantasy football advice.
We're utility players. We're we're the Ben Zobris of podcasts.
Oh, shit. There you go.
Zobes.
Have I ever told you? He's 35, which
he's
is
my
like
age. Have I ever told you we used to work together?
Really, where at?
We worked at a Christian summer camp back when I was
that
in high
camp
school.
That he used to work
Camp
at.
Of Champions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a Kokusa.
Kokusa, yes. Camp of Champions USA. I have a picture of me and future Major League All-Star World Series champion Ben Zobris just hanging out in a hot tub on a field trip for camp.
Because what don't you do at a Christian summer camp besides hang out in a hot tub?
We rode jet skis and went tubing and all this kind of stuff. And his sister Jessica worked there as well. His uncle Matt was the director. There was a lot of Zobrists involved. His little brother Pete
He's
went
from
there.
Eureka, Illinois. Yep. The hometown of Mr.
Ronald Reagan. He went to college there.
Or college. Yeah, he was, right. Not hometown.
Yeah,
that's
he was born
bad.
In, like, went Tampico or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. He went to college there, my bad. Tampico? Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't know how to fucking
Tapioca.
Say it. Who cares? Tapioca. Illinois. Tapioca, Illinois. That's right. Tapioca.
So, yeah.
Those little beats.
Anytime I can get Zobrist on my fantasy team, I feel obligated to draft him since we used to work together.
Dandy's now a Cub, so he's on the greatest team in baseball. So
you guys are having a good year. We did just sweep you, though.
Yeah,
so I'm at least going to take that.
I mean, yeah, and, you know, you're in you're only 10 games back. So, wow, you know, like...
Hey, you know what? You win some, you lose some.
Who knows? By the time of this recording, maybe you'll be only like
that's
8
true.
Games back.
And it's a marathon. Baseball is a marathon. So strap in. You still got a lot of baseball
so
ahead of you.
Strap it on. That's
three more months. We're not even to the All-Star break yet. So, all right. Well, as I finish my Vertex IPA, I want to hear a little bit more of my conversation with Jason from Starflyer 59. And, of course, I want to hear more music. Because guess what? We usually only do two songs, but I'm feeling generous.
Fuck it.
Yeah, we're going to do a third song.
Why not?
And you know
crazy.
What? I even surprised Jason with this one.
We're breaking the mold.
I didn't pick something off the new album. I went back.
You went back.
I went in the Wayback Machine.
Style.
And I told not quite.
Not all the way.
Not quite. I went mid-period.
All right.
But I took it back at least a decade, and I kind of threw him off a little bit, as you will hear. So let's get back to my interview with Jason Martin of Starflyer 59 and some more tunes here on Drunken Lullabies.
Okay, and you've done a lot of side projects over the years. One of my favorites was Neon Horse. Is there any future plans of working with Mark and the guys and doing some more horse records?
Yeah, Mark's one of my good buddies. The reason why there's been so many side, I don't like singing, you know, so it's, I just like doing music. And so if I got a buddy that can sing and Mark can sing,
right.
It means I just, you know, I just concentrate on slapping chords together and licks. And it's a lot more enjoyable of a process, you know.
And I think,
you know, for Starflyer, it's always like, oh man, it's always that point in every record. It is what it is, you know, but it's not, I don't really look forward to, you know, slapping up the mic and doing my vocals, you know, but it's after 20 years, it's not like it's not that big of a deal, but it's definitely not my favorite part of the process.
Well, those records sound like, you guys are having fun. Like Mark's vocal delivery on those records is a little out of left field. But I really enjoy it. So yeah, I
like weird vocalists, man. I'm not one, but I like I like it when a guy's got some odd, you know, there's only so many notes you can hit, but I kind of like the I like a guy coming about something from left field a little bit. It makes it interesting.
So yeah, for our listeners, if you haven't checked out Neon Horse, they got two records on Tooth and Nail as well. Look those both up. They're very, very, very good. And again, tight records. You know, you're in and out in like 30 minutes, I think, on both of those.
Look, you can't lose. If somebody hates your record, they're done with it fast.
Right.
If somebody likes it, they want some, right? You can't, you know, you got to make it quick. Nobody wants, I don't want to hear a freaking 20-minute song, so, you know, I don't care what it is. You know what I mean? So.
All right. Well, I think we're going to play one more song from you. This is probably the longest one. It's not anywhere close to 20 minutes, but this is the lead-off track from your 2003 record, Old. The song's Underneath. It's always been a favorite of mine. I just love the vibe of it, the background vocals, and just the production. I think, was it Aaron Sprinkle that you worked with on that album?
Yeah, it was.
So I don't know. I know it's been a while. You know, we're looking at a decade ago. But is there anything you can tell us about that track?
Yeah, it has been a while. I think we were trying to have that be kind of like a, you know, our attempt at a prog rock song or something. There's some tempo changes and mm-hmm. some part changes and I have not heard that song in probably 10 years myself. So I'm not that familiar with that song right now. I wish I had more to say, but I like a couple songs. So I like that song from that record.
Well,
I apologize. There's not more.
It's okay, Jason. We'll,
you caught me off guard, man.
I know. I'm trying to capture a real moment here with you. It's all right.
That was 28-year-old me, so I don't know that guy anymore.
No, I totally understand. I don't think I know 28-year-old me either, and that was only 6 years ago. So.
Yeah.
All right. So how's your brother doing? Is he still doing music as well? I'm speaking about Ronnie from Joy Electric and also the brothers Martin, another fantastic side project you guys did together.
Yeah, he's doing good. He's a pastor out in Ohio, and he's still doing music, same as me. Kind of a weekend warrior kind of dude, you know. But yeah, he's doing well.
You guys shoot demos back and forth with each other?
No, we don't do demos. We'll shoot records back and forth.
Oh, okay.
We'll leave the demos just to, nobody wants to be trapped in some other guy's misery, so we'll leave that to ourselves.
So I know the new album already came out. Are you already looking forward at the next one?
Yeah, I always am. I actually started, I don't know, a few months back. I had some, what I want to do on the new one is I don't want to take anything that I've already recorded 3 years ago, so I got, I don't know what it is, 7 or 8 songs specifically written for whatever this next one's going to be. I want to get about, you know, maybe 3 or 4 more, and mm-hmm. then same thing, pick whatever 8, 9, 10 of them that seem like they work and roll with those, and maybe who knows, maybe next year have another full length out instead of the 3-4 year gap between them.
Awesome. Well, I will cross my fingers and sit here patiently.
Oh, thanks, man.
All right. Well, Jason, I want to thank you for joining us on Drunken Lullabies today. It is very great to talk with you. Like I said, being a longtime fan of your music and what you've been doing, keep it up. I was super stoked to hear the new record. It's going to be on my top 10 of the year for sure. It's a no-brainer.
Oh, thanks, man.
And everybody that's listened to this, go out and pick it up, whether you have a record store around you or if you have to go online and order it, digitally, vinyl, whatever, just pick it up. And if you like that, go buy the other 13 albums. show
well,
Jason
thanks so
and Starflyer some
kind.
Love. Yes.
Thank
so
you.
Thanks again, and we'll see you down the road.
All right.
was underneath from Starflyer 59. That was a deep cut on Drunken Lullabies. Like I said, I wanted to...
Deep cut!
I wanted to play something not on the new album. The new album's great. It's only 8 songs, though, so I didn't want to play almost half the record on the show. I want our listeners to go buy it.
Go pick it up.
Yeah, go pick it up.
Pick it up, bruh.
Like I just said, go to your record store, request it, go buy it from Jason directly. You can get it digitally if that's your thing. If you don't believe in physical products, that's fine. You can buy the ones and zeros and have the files on your computer and listen to it that way. But it's a solid album, and if you want to hear more solid music, I did you all a favor. If you go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/drunkenlullabiespodcast, you will find a link for a Spotify playlist that contains my favorite Starflyer 59 songs. And guess how many there are, Blake?
56.
You're wrong.
Damn it!
There's 59. And I swear, that wasn't intentional, I got to... the last two albums, I Am a CEO.
Bullshit.
And the new one, Slow. And I had 52 songs. And I was like, oh, I have to put 59. So I went back to some of the earlier albums and I added in a track or two that I almost put on the list, but I didn't. So that way there's 59 songs from Starflyer 59. But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
I mentioned side projects in this last interview segment.
Oh, yeah, they have some great beer. I loved Balaton. I mean, that was awesome.
It's our second side project
mention. Is that what we're talking about?
No. Jason Martin has nothing to do with side project brewing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But he has some great side projects. So what I did was, after you finish those 59 Starflyer songs, there are some great songs from his side projects, such as Bon Voyage with his wife.
That was a nice side project. Yes, that's French for butt voyage.
Yeah. The Brothers Martin with his brother Ronnie, a.k.a. Joy Electric.
That's Spanish for cheese flauta.
Yeah. And then we've also got Neon Horse, which I mentioned.
What's wrong with me? It's late. I'm sorry.
Plus his most recent side project with the singer from Demon Hunter, Ryan Clark.
Demon Hunter?
Yeah. No, it's
now,
really...
that sounds like a, like...
It's
like
not as brutal. No, well, Demon Hunter is. They're really, brutal. Really good. But his side project, it's very 80s. And Jason mentioned, he's like, I like making music. I don't necessarily like singing. So he loves side projects. So he can just do the music. So
he loves side projects. He'll drink smooth. He'll drink fuzzy. He'll drink unblended. He'll drink pulling nails.
He might. I did ask him about...
Eau de Bleu.
I did ask him about beer. He's not a huge beer guy. That's why we didn't talk about it. And it's okay. He said, on the 4th of July, I'll probably have like a Coors Light or something.
Oh, man.
So you know what? He'd probably like that America from Surly.
America.
So if Jason comes to your barbecue tomorrow,
America.
If he decides to hop on a plane from California and flies to Pekin, Illinois, I'll
hook
him up with
America. Hey, Jason, come on over.
Since this is a week after that.
Oh, shit.
But yeah.
Sorry, Jason.
We didn't think that one through. Anyway, thank you again, Jason, for doing the interview. And I also want to thank the rest of the band who we didn't interview, especially Trey, who kind of helped instigate this. Trey's the drummer.
Yeah, Trey Anastasio. He's a good dude.
No, that's the guy from... Pahish.
Pahish, that's correct.
Pahish. Yeah, it's not him. I guess it's time for us to do our picks of the week. Like I said, this is kind of a weird episode. We usually have like 4 to 5 people and we have a huge lineup of beers, but we knew this episode was going to be different. We were really focusing on the music aspect this week, which I was more than happy to do. I kind of got to nerd out hardcore. I'm pretty sure my teenager self would have kind of shit his pants to know that Starflyer 59 was gonna, like, if I could go back in time and be like, hey,
tell teenage you that,
tell
you
teenage
someday
me, like, someday
interview them,
you're gonna have your
you
own,
you would just start spraying Rangus everywhere.
Yeah, like,
you know what Rangus is, right? That's
no.
When you rain hot brown from your body.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Steve Brule can tell you that. Rangus.
So you're gonna have a podcast and I'll be like, what's a podcast? Cause it's the 90s and nobody knows what that is. It's like, it's an internet radio show.
Because it's the 90s.
And I'd be like, someday...
your mind would be blown.
You're going to have your own internet radio show. You're going to be...
What's the internet?
The internet existed back then.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to...
I'm not that old.
Well, you are.
And like, you're going to have a cool brewery, like, sponsoring you and giving you beer to drink on your show.
You're like, bullshit.
And you're going to have all these bands participating... And Starflyer 59 is going to be on your show.
Interview them?
Yeah.
What?
Exactly. Mind explosion. So
it's a mind explosion. the Illusionators, is that their...
oh, yeah. Human Giant?
John Satan and Scott Devil or
that's
something
like
that.
That's with, like, Aziz and Rob Hubel.
Yep.
And,
from Human
Paul
Giant.
Shear.
The Illusionators.
Yeah. So
it's
good.
A mind explosion.
All right. Well, my pick of the week... I'm going to go with Sip of Sunshine, because that's the only one I hadn't had yet. Oh, and the hop burps are starting.
Hetty Topper's mine.
And that's the thing, like, I love Hetty Topper, but I've had it before, so this was my first sip of sip.
That's
so
all right.
That's got to be my pick for the week.
Yeah, the Hetty Topper did not disappoint. It lives up to the, you know...
Honestly...
If you put it up on a pedestal, like, you're not gonna get it and be like, oh my god, this is insanely better than anything I've ever tasted.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is sometimes some of these beers get built up to be so much that people get them. You know,
like,
and I've kind of learned that when drinking beer, it's just like, you know, no beer is ever worth, like, giving up
all
kinds of money or crazy things for. It's like, most of the time when I'm trading just to try new things, and I usually trade... you know, like, dollar for dollar, because it's like, you know, I don't feel like I'm getting ripped off, and if I don't think it's the best, whatever, you know.
Trying new things like sadomasochism?
Yeah, you know, I'll try whatever. I'm a trisexual.
Okay, well, we've heard of that before.
Yeah, I know. I can't even take credit for that. You know who takes credit for that?
No.
Trick Daddy from Cribs.
Oh, okay.
Go back to old MTV Cribs, watch the Trick Daddy one. They're in his house, and they're talking to a girl, and he's like, she's a trisexual. Should try anything. And I'm just like, oh, Trick Daddy, no,
Trick,
you didn't.
He's the one that had that song, the sampled Crazy Train, right?
Yeah, he...
let's go!
Yeah, I think that was like him and Lil Jon and...
Yeah,
oh, but he had so many other songs. Yeah, because that was him and Lil Jon.
I'm pretty sure that's the only Trick Daddy song I've ever heard.
What?
Exactly, that's what Lil Jon says. What?
No, you gotta be kidding me, that's... Oh my god.
Am I correct in saying...
Are them Bugle Boy jeans you wearing? Hell no, ho. You know they polo.
Did you know Little John was going to be, or maybe he already has, be in Peoria? I believe at the Cricket...
He already was. People said he was really, like, cool and, like, nice.
He was at a Cricket store?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Thing, yeah. I don't know. You have to have heard I'm a Thug, baby, because I'm a thug. Oh! Day, every day.
That's not my hip hop.
That's right.
I listen to Rhymesayers.
I know music that you know. No, that's amazing. Like,
and I listen to old school.
90s and like 2000 hip hop. Like
my Facebook.
Take it to the house. Take it to the house. You ever heard that?
No,
oh, man.
No. My Facebook on this day feed, I pulled that up today and it was like 2 years ago. I posted LL Cool J, I'm Bad. Like, that's the hip hop I listen to. Like old school Def Jam.
Oh, man.
Because I'm old. You know,
man,
I like old school and Beastie Boys, you know, I gotta go with Beastie Boys. No, yeah.
You don't,
and Snoop and Warren G Regulate. And after that, once it hit the 2000s, I lost interest in the rap game. I know Nelly. I know he's the thing with the Band-Aid.
Bruh.
He's going down, down, baby.
Your street in a Range Rover, street sweeper, baby. Cut,
yep.
Ready to let it go.
Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puffs. Something like that.
There you go.
Anyway, I want to thank you for listening this week. I want to say thank you. We've been getting a lot of downloads this month. We've got some episodes in particular.
I love you.
That have been doing very, very well. And so thank you for checking those out. The Father's Day episode where Blake and I drank with our dads, that was a lot of fun to make. And we're glad that the feedback and the response to that episode has been better than we anticipated. I will say, however, not getting much feedback on the episode where I drank craft soda with my daughter. So maybe you should check that episode out too. I hope that you don't enjoy it just when we're getting inebriated. That you can enjoy a sober episode.
Boring.
I know.
I'm an asshole.
No, it's fine. Honestly, I did that episode for selfish reasons. I wanted to do an episode with my daughter.
You know what? That's great.
So, but yeah, Couch Pilots is doing the craft soda thing now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Those fuckers.
All right, well.
Don't even get me started on those Couch
DSJ pilots. Is waving us in for a landing, so I think we're going to call this a night. I give this episode on a scale of 1 to 7, what would you give it, Blake?
I'd give it a Tonya Harding.
That's like a 5, right?
I give it a Lowell Mather.
And I
give this episode a Lowell Mather.
I'm gonna give this episode a
don't give it a Biggins.
No.
Don't do that. Don't give it a Crystal Cube. You gonna give it a Crystal Cube?
I'm gonna give it a Biggie Smalls.
If you don't understand these references, you should be listening to Couch Pilots.
Well, anyways, go listen to some Starflyer 59. Go buy the new album. Go drink some great IPAs while you do so.
Go have lots of sex.
Drunken Lullabies does not. The views expressed by Beer Mansky do not. All right. Well, anyway, until next week, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We will see you in a week.
Good day, sir.
I said good day.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.